Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP.
I think about what 2 years ago on the phone. We ain't never met personally. We
right.
Will. I met you through I guess through my me doing music. I ran into one of your partners that actually got a show overseas. I forgot his name right now.
Oh yeah, DJ Come of Age.
Soul That's music. Who it was. And I met you through him, and I called you, and I had you on my other show. We talked online a few times, and we've talked on the phone several times, and been trying to get you to come down here to the A and host a house party, man, with gospel music, contemporary gospel music. You know, we partied to that too. I just want you to know. So, how long have you been doing the gospel and the jazz suites? And explain it to the people what exactly that you do.
Okay. Basically what I do is I create a podcast, which is the easiest and simplest way to explain it is it is a radio show on demand. So you can listen to it at your leisure when you want to. You don't have to lock in at a certain time. It's when you have free time and you want some smooth music to listen to. Then you turn into gospel jazz, you know, because I play jazz artists on gospel jazz that are using their talents to give the Lord praise. Because as the Lord said, you know, you will spread my word from here. You will go here and spread my word all across the land. And he didn't just mean by preaching and different things of that nature. He also meant in song and with the word of God. And people ask, how do you define gospel jazz? And it is the spirit in which the song was created, you know?
Right.
And a lot of folks don't understand that and can't handle that one.
So what got you involved in jazz music? You just love jazz music or?
Well, there's a story that goes along with that one. I got introduced to jazz through childhood because my father and my mother were eclectic listeners of music. So I grew up listening to classical, rock, soul, jazz. But jazz always stayed in and always stuck around. I remember when, I can remember as a kid when Manhattan Transfer was on American Bandstand singing Birdland, okay? And I really got introduced to it when I was about 22 years old, and my father and I were going back to Milwaukee to visit family. And that's when I got introduced to Pieces of a Dream, Round Midnight, and then the Yellow Jackets' Four Corners album, which I think is one of the best albums they have ever produced. And after that, it always stuck with me. It always stayed with me. And then got into mass communications, worked at television stations, radio stations, and different things like that. And due to divine providence, I will say, got laid off twice in a row. And my wife said, well, you know, why don't you go back and get your degree? So I went back, got my college degree. And after I graduated, I said, okay, what do I do now? And I started looking up podcasting, and it really caught my attention. It's like, wait a minute, I've always loved radio. I've always loved doing this because there's a school here up north called Specs Howard, and that's where they teach me radio and television. And I graduated from there in the 90s. And after going through there and being in communications and doing stuff for years, I've always wanted to be on the radio. But the radio game is too hard to get into and too difficult to mess around with.
Don't we know?
But then here comes podcasting. Here comes podcasting where folks like myself or yourself can actually put on the air what we feel people want to hear, you know?
Right.
And then I investigated that, read about it, talked about it, dealt with it, said, okay. And the Lord put on my heart, create a gospel jazz podcast. Because I looked all over the internet, and that was one thing that no one had ever heard, gospel jazz. Nobody knew about it. Nobody was doing it. Nobody was dealing with it.
Right.
I said, okay, bet. Started looking all over the internet, bought equipment, put it out on a limb. Now, when I put it out there, I said, wow, I hope everybody likes it. I hope everybody in the United States like it. I really do. Little did I know that who was going to gravitate to it the most would be people in Japan, people in Italy, France, England, Germany. Where is it? Slovak Republic, Brazil.
So how many hits do you receive weekly?
Right now, I've been blessed. I've been blessed to receive daily average of about 3,400 hits. Daily average, which usually gets me over 100,000. You know, and I'm promoting it more now because my other podcast, the Jazz Suite. That's getting over 5,000 hits a day.
Okay.
And that usually, let me see, last month I hit 158,000 hits to the website. I mean, basically 158,000 people downloaded the show or continuously listened to one show that they liked. You know, and now I'm to the point now where I'm looking to get sponsorship for stuff, you know.
Well, that's good, man. So what I'm going to do, out of all the, you know, you sent that one song to me twice and it did not go through. The only one that I got was What We Have by Sean Jones.
Oh, yeah. And I got that song that you were having problems with. I actually, if you give me a moment, I can actually cue that up. And I could probably, if I do this correctly, let me see. Just see, this is the wondrous thing about computers. You can actually sit up there.
But what I'm gonna play What We Have.
Okay.
Because I got it on the switchboard right now. I'm gonna act like you do. Let me know if this is a good Norvell imitation or not. This is how you're listening to the Jazz Suites. And this is your host, Norvell. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Sean Jones on the Jazz Suite. I had to put silk in my voice, dog, so I could. But this is ATAZP Live, and we're going to play Sean Jones, What We Have, and we'll come back to Norvell. Thank you.
Yo, this is Mr. Bugs of the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to ATAZP live on blogtalkradio.com.
Yo, this is ATAZP live with your host TAZ. Norvell is in the house. That song by Sean Jones. That was the first time I actually listened to it. I just set up the MP3. I didn't even listen to it, man.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I listen to a lot of jazz myself. I listen to the contemporary, you know, more urban funk jazz. But I love everything that's musical. So, of course, I do music myself. So I love everything that's musical. And I was like, man, I like the crescendo at the end of that. I mean, I was like, yeah, I got to play this over stereo because I'm listening to it on the phone right now. So I got to play it over stereo now. I'm like, man, I wish I would have heard it before I, you know, played it.
Yeah, you got to plug it into that surround sound and really get the feel of it.
Yeah, because I heard the horns going off at the very end. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, because, well, it's like they duel at the end, you know, and it reminds me of a couple talking, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
Then the suggestion of the song, What We Have, and you hear, like, the horn talking, and then you hear the saxophone talking, and then all of a sudden they come together in unison.
Right.
And they're talking at the same time, and that to me symbols a couple, you know, it symbolizes marriage, everything, you know, a relationship, period, you know? And I was like, wow.
Well, I like the way it was, the way it went together. Especially, like I said, at the end, it just, like, lifted up. Like, everything is now together. Like, almost like that James Cleveland song, what is it, Psalms 150? Where he put all the instruments together.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you don't remember that?
Oh, I remember it. I remember it because I probably heard it many times.
Yeah. He started off with the tambourine, and first he told people to open their Bibles up because he know they were dusty. So dust it off. Now open your Bible. We're gonna turn the Psalms 150, and when you get a chance to read it, it just puts all the music instruments together, and at the very end, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And I redid that song on my new Be Blessed 60 gospel CD. I need to get your address so I can send you some of the gospel CDs that I do. I mean, they're contemporary, of course, they're, you know, urban, but it's the same message, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I want your opinion on a couple of these songs that I'm getting ready to play. This girl is up for a Grammy this year, and see, I was thinking that it might be on the jazzy tip, but of course she's singing on here. So the name of the song is Someday, and this is Letticy, and I'm going to play that, and I'm going to play one more after it, and Norvell are going to talk about both of them, because I'm trying to play some gospel and some jazz stuff that he might not have heard, you know. And this is just on the radio stuff, but they don't play this on the radio at all. And like I said, this girl is up for a Grammy, and her name is Letticy, and the name of the song is Someday. On ATAZP, live with Norvell and the High Heels.
Mama, I love you. Daddy, I love you too. Change, and it was gonna get better someday. destiny, follow through and put you right here in front of me. And now you're here loving me, teaching me, growing with me. Oh, someday you'll see that I'm gonna make you proud of me. Someday you'll see you'll never have to worry about what you're gonna do. Someday you'll see gonna take good care of you. Yeah, someday, 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 someday.
Love's a dream come true, yeah. Love is many of y'all know that love is a miracle? Raise your hand if you know it.
I know it is. Trust me, yeah. I'm talking about your love. My love's a miracle. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah, yeah. God's blessed me with you, yeah, yeah, love is, ooh, a miracle, yeah.
G-Wright, G-Wright. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That was G-Wright, my friend. Also, another radio host here on Blog Talk Radio on the Heart of Love show, part of the UBC, the Urban Committee. That's G. Wright at my house party last year, Bird House Party last year. He performed that song while we were recording on ATAZP.com. Norvell, you still there, dog?
Oh, I'm right here. Oh, yeah.
And that was G. Wright. Like I said, he's one of my personal friends, and that's off his new CD that's getting ready to drop in a couple of months. Then he's got another CD coming out at the end of the year with just 12 beats by me, and he wrote some gospel tunes. I produced the whole thing, the second one. So,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That was, and the first girl was Let Us See, and I was feeling her song as well. Just trying to let Norvell listen to some of the things that I be listening to on the daily. So what do you think, Doc?
Oh, I think that was hot. I like that. I like Lettucey's first cut. That was good.
Yeah.
The second cut you played will be awesome because it was recorded live. You got the effect of it.
Yeah, right. it was at my house. The thing that I want you to come up there and do. Yeah, I'm trying to get you here, dog. You got to come here one time and check it out.
We mix in
R&B, and at my house parties, I do play gospel music too. So it doesn't matter to me.
It's on the menu. I'm just having to stay on that grind, you know.
Right.
The entertainment business is 90% business and 5% actually, I'll say 95% business and 5% entertainment. You know, the entertainment portion is real good, but trying to get them ducks in a row so that the dollar amount reflect the effort you put into it, that's
right.
Where it becomes work, you know. And that's why I tell all the artists I play, I'm like, look, I'm here for you. I'm just trying to get your music out there and played and people to hear you, listen to you, and understand and enjoy your music and get what you mean from it.
That's the way I am with the artists that I play, because I'm feeling them, and I want people to feel them like I'm feeling them. You know what I'm saying? So, and speaking of artists, I got another artist. Her name is Carmen. Looked her up on MySpace. And the thing about it, I was on another person's MySpace just floating around. I heard the song. I said, man, this song is bad. So I had to have it. This is Believe. And it's got a gospel message in it, too, as well. Her name is Carmen. And then we'll be up with another song after that. And we'll talk about it again on ATAZP Live. Just getting Norvell listen to some of the stuff that I listen to as well. This is Believe by Carmen.
Thank you. Thrill this. and I belong to you. Can't you see? You're my love, love for life. Don't wanna see me, don't wanna see you. It can't be. We need to get this right. Pick up the phone and try to call you. You never say hi. When we are together, we start to fight. You're the first to say bye-bye. I'm tired of talking. We must do this for us to be down. If it keeps going the wrong way, baby, you won't see me around. Ooh, you belong to me and I belong to you. Can't you see you're my love, love for
back and relaxed. That was real nice and mellow.
That was Ms. V, a girl that lives in Columbus, Georgia. I wrote the words and I did the music.
Oh, okay.
And
multi-talented.
So what?
I said you're multi-talented.
Well, I'm that's what I normally do. I write a lot of music. I've written over 4,000 lyrics in my life. Probably got about 300 to 400 different beats that I've made.
Wow.
So that's one of the, matter of fact, I don't want to say it out loud, but I'm only going to tell you, I got a online record label deal to sell my music overseas.
Oh, just, no,
just
no,
signed
hot.
It last week.
That's hot. Now that's the way to go.
And the label's name is Zoo Music. And right now we're putting together the bio for me and getting ready to send pictures and whatnot. I'm uploading their page with the first CD that I'm going to drop is a beat CD. It's just nothing but music. So I want it to be hip-hop / jazz, and it's just nothing but music. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, give me some words of wisdom, man. Because you know, you almost like a small time, you know, well, big time, gospel bishop.
Oh my goodness! No, you didn't throw that out there.
We got 13 minutes. Bless me with 5 minutes, a short rendition to uplift some people that might, you know, might be on the out, not really feeling too well while listening to this, and just uplift their spirits. This is Norvell. I know I put him on the spot, but he can preach
yes,
at a drop of a feather.
Well, You know, actually, I prayed about that before we got on. I was like, Lord, let this go the way you want it to go. But really, we all go through that, because I've been going through that for a couple of months now, especially when it doesn't feel like you're going to come through with what you're doing. And there are times on this road that you get lost. You don't know if what you're doing is right. You don't know if it's the way that you want to go, and you stop and pray about it, and you feel that it's right, and man naturally doubts. But that's why the Lord gave us Jeremiah 29:11. I have good things in store for you, plans to prosper you, plans to see you do well. And you have to remember, some of the gifts that God gives you to perform and do is something that you enjoy doing. Because why would God give you something to do that you wouldn't enjoy, when he ultimately wants to see your happiness? And your happiness can be derived from giving him glory by using your talents to glorify him. You know, because the Bible says the rocks will cry out with his praise. Now, I don't know about everybody else, but as pastors mostly say, I don't want a rock crying out for me. No, let me do it. Let me cry out myself. Because we all go through hard times, no matter who the minister is, no matter if you are on this earth, you are guaranteed to experience a hard time. Now, those of us who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, you know what that means. If they didn't like Jesus, what do you think they think about you? Because if you look around, that's the only book that has ever challenged everybody. If you look at television shows, if you look, if you listen to radio, whatever you read, they're always challenging the Bible, challenging its, if it's real, if this did happen, and things of that nature. And I'm going, if it didn't happen, why are you paying so much attention to it? Right. Then, again, you can look at it from the perspective of anything that everybody attacks has to be powerful and real. So, think about it. That gives you a little something to think about. You know what I'm saying? When you're in the valley, you look for that lamp, and that lamp is that word, you know?
Right.
Faith comes by hearing of the word, you know? And that's why you have to go where God directs you. And, yes, you are to be in a flock and gathered, and don't forsake the gathering, but you also have to have that personal relationship. And I think, really, actually, I won't think. I say I know that God wants you to have a personal relationship with him, you know, a personal one, one-on-one. Like I'm talking to you, that's the same way you can talk to God, because he wants to hear from you. He wants to hear your hopes, your dreams, your wishes, your wants. You know, focus on him, and everything else eases up. Now, I'm not going to say you're not going to have any bumpy times while you're focusing on him, because human nature takes over. Because Paul said it best, no matter how many times I try to do good, evil is right there. Okay? And when you're trying to follow God's path, that's when you usually get hit the most. Oh, man.
Everybody. Knew you had a word. I knew you had a word, dog. That's why I did it at the very end of the show. That's Norvell. I mean, give the people the website on where they can connect and listen to your gospel jazz suite and your jazz suite. Give the website real quick.
Okay, we're gonna give gospel jazz first. It's gospel jazz site. .mypodcasts.net. I said again, gospel jazz sites. .mypodcast.net. Now the jazz suite is thejazzsuite.mypodcasts.net. I say again, thejazzsuite.mypodcasts.net. Plus, if Lord willing, we're going to be working on some gospel jazz videos, as well as some jazz videos, because
cool.
that's the next wave. You know, I want to give the people some visual things to look at as well as some audio. You know, take
cool.
it to the next level.
Well, this next artist I'm going to play, you might want to get up with him. He's one of my friends again. I had him on the show before. His name is Urban Blue. I don't know if you're familiar with him. You can look him up on MySpace.
Wait a minute. How you going to sign a record label overseas and you got all these people around you? You need to start your own label yourself.
Yeah, I do. I got my own mini label, matter of fact. I mean, you know, that's how people discover me, by listening to some of the stuff on my MySpace page. And I got about 9 or 10 people that I do music with already around the country. I mean, you know, they're in different spots, but we all get together and do music. And they all come down to the house parties as well and perform. But this is another one of my friends. He lives down here in Atlanta. I've never met him either. Met him on the net, and we're going to meet one day. His name is Urban Blue. This is City Life. And I like to say thanks to my guest, Norvell, for calling, being on the show. We're going to have to most definitely do this again, especially when you get the videos up and running.
Oh, yeah, because that's another thing. You know, you don't see too many of, I would say you don't see too many entrepreneurial people in this industry, especially the way technology is.
Right.
You know, and that's what we need more of, and we need to stop letting certain people try to dictate what we're going to see, what we're going to hear, and we actually have to spread what should be spread.
Right.
And let them, put it this way, those who know. It's just like the Lord says, you know, they, you know, my sheep know my voice. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
When you in that
thank
flock,
you again.
That voice.
Thank you again for coming through.
Oh, thank you. No problem.
And here's Urban Blue. We ending it, and I'll see y'all next week. I'll be in Baltimore doing the show from my sister-in-law's house. And it's about the other show that's on my ATAZP.com while we get wild and loose. So I'll see y'all next week. This is Urban Blue, City Life. Again, thanks to Norvell. And we out.
City Life.
kid. We got a few seconds, Norville. Got to click
that?
You back on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You like that?
Yeah, that was nice and a little jazzy. That was kind of a R&B jazz kind of feel, like hip-hop jazz.
Yeah, he does straight-up funk and R&B incorporated in his jazz. So
that's the kind of stuff I like. That's what I like to play gospel jazz-wise. I like to play contemporary gospel jazz. And on the jazz suite, I like to play contemporary jazz because if you listen all over the internet, you hear every brand of music, but you don't hear the contemporary cats. They don't get a chance to play or even get a chance to get their music heard. And I want to be that venue for all these contemporary cats who have the same amount of music.
This is after the show. Keep going, Norvell. This is after the show because people can't hear us live, but on the playback, they can hear the end of this.
Oh, okay. Well, see, what I love about it is I like to play the contemporary cats because these are the guys who don't really get heard. I mean, they're closing. Smooth jazz stations are starting to close, okay, because
right.
They're not getting enough listeners. And jazz in America is the only art form that has not been allowed to grow. So, but when you go overseas, they love it. They're more wide open. They're more accepting. So it's like when you said that you got a record deal to get your music distributed over in Europe, I'm like real happy for that because now that means you are not constricted to what, unfortunately, the states want you to be constricted to and the powers that be want you to be constricted to. You now are getting your music all over the world. I mean, as I like to say, the internet is the 800-pound gorilla in the room sipping cappuccino that the music industry slept on, for real.
and these cats are sure taking advantage of it because their A&R personnel all was at a music festival in France. And I was waiting on the connect. I had just joined, and I'm waiting on my personal A&R rep that I'm going to be dealing with, and he'll be handling me the whole time that I'm there.
And there's so many countries. I mean, if I had time, I would have opened up and told you. I mean, I have for gospel jazz, I have a couple of downloads from Kenya, okay?
Uh-huh.
From Kenya, Madagascar. I mean, China. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting ready to hit to all the Asian people with all this hip-hop that I do. So you know it's going to be
humbling.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's humbling. It is so humbling that, you know, you look at your numbers. You know, being a business person, you look at your numbers and you see who's listening. And you see the countries that they're from and different things like that. And it's humbling that these people, even in the United States, they take the time out to listen to what God has blessed you to do. You know, so that makes you very grateful, very humble.
Yeah.
So you take your talent seriously. You don't take it so serious that you're not easy to deal with, but you respect it and you respect your audience. And that's what I try to do.
If I get a lot of numbers to purchase my, because the thing about it, they're going to be buying MP3s, ringtones, the whole CD, all online. And if I get people that's really just buying stuff up over there like it's like no tomorrow, I'm going to have to go over there and promote it and perform it.
Even if it, well, see, you got to think about it. What's the main thing when an artist does when his music comes out? You got to do a promotional tour. So that means you could be in Prague, Germany, France, everywhere over there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could leave in May and not get back. You could probably leave in September when it's cold here. You know what I'm saying? When it's wintertime here. Come home for Thanksgiving and the holidays and not come till springtime, really, when summer's really truly about to hit because you've been doing your tour in Europe. I met so many artists this summer who were saying, yeah, man, I'm back in town for like 2 weeks and stuff like that. Had to come home and make sure things were okay. You ask them, oh, where were you? Oh, man, I was in France. I was in Italy. I was in Germany. And you're going, what? You know, that's like today. I mean, gospel jazz is being played on a radio station in France. It is being played on a radio station in Indonesia. Indonesia. The only time I've seen Indonesia is on television. And now, in my mind, I can actually visualize and say, wait a minute, my voice is being heard over a radio station in a different country. My mother, rest her soul, had never thought of that one. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, so it's mind-blowing, and depending on the person you are, it's humbling because you it really can quiet you down and go, whoa.
And
you know,
and I'm very appreciative of the internet because this is the, like you said, the monster that's getting this whole thing out there for more and more people to grasp on and listen to and actually know your music, know your podcast, and be waiting for it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's like I'm about to start a gospel jazz internet radio station, another one, okay? And also, the Jazz Suite is about to be played on a radio station in England, you know? So now
cool.
The Jazz Suite will be played in England, it'll be played in France, and it'll be played in British Columbia, you know? And man, all I can say is when I first started following this dream in communications when I was 19, because I just had my birthday, I think it was last week. No, week before last, one of them. Whenever the end of
January. You're an old man. Yeah, you're old man.
Whenever the end of January was, that was my birthday. And
but let me let you go, man. I thank you again for coming on the show. Putting it down, and you can always go back to this show and download it off of blogtalkradio.com.
All right, you have a good one, Taz.
You too, man, and I appreciate you, and we will be talking again.
All right. Peace.